CNN airs frustration with unrealistic CDC guidance, out of touch, stuck in a bubble. By Amy Furr on January 18, 2022. If scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, had the power to curb the spread of the coronavirus, schools would cancel football, band, and other activities, according to CNN. But Dr. William Schaffner, an advisor to the CDC for many years, noted it was unlikely, unreasonable, and unrealistic to believe Americans would adhere to the agency's suggestions. Making public health recommendations, they are not a platonic ideal, Schaffner said. They have to work in the real world. The out-of-touch advice has been a hallmark of several CDC suggestions before the coronavirus pandemic began. And the agency needs to do better, said current and former health officials and physicians who have worked with the CDC on health guidance, the CNN report read. The outlet also questioned CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky regarding some of the guidance. Walensky explained the agency prioritized academics over athletics because of the increased risks involved in some extracurricular sports. When followed, our school guidance has been incredibly effective. In the fall, 99% of schools were able to remain open during the intense Delta wave of COVID, she added. But part of the problem, according to Schaffner and others, was the CDC scientists were sometimes stuck in a bubble, the report said. In its guidance updated January 6, the CDC encouraged schools to cancel or hold high-risk sports and extracurricular activities virtually whenever a community experienced a high coronavirus transmission rate. Walensky recently promised to improve the agency's messaging regarding the coronavirus following a wave of criticism from different media outlets, Breitbart News reported Monday. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, took a wave of criticism when it recently announced that people who test positive for the coronavirus can exit quarantine after just 5 days without a negative test if they show mild to no symptoms. Health experts believe the decision stemmed from a shortage in tests largely due to the Biden administration's lack of preparation. During an interview Monday on Fox News Channel's The Story, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, said we needed someone who is compassionate, who is consistent, and where the messaging is clear from the CDC. Khanna also floated Dr. Ashish Jha to take over for Walensky as the leader of the agency, adding, there may be others. But I do think we need clearer, better communication.